Say, it's time for...
All sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, all sweet. All sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. And now, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, the milkman has made his rounds this morning. The Daily Gazette has skidded to a stop on the front porch of the little white house with the green shutters. And Agatha Meek and her brother Louie are at the breakfast table.
Oh, well, Aggie, this is the best breakfast I've had today.
Thanks, Louie.
Sure seems strange to be sitting down to breakfast just the two of us.
Well, Peggy's sleeping late this morning, and Mortimer had to leave before you got up to go on a business trip for Mr. Barker. I don't expect him back till tomorrow morning.
Well, wherever he is, I sure miss him at the table.
Why, Louie, how sweet. Do you really miss him?
Oh, sure. There's nobody to pass things. I'm wearing myself thin, reaching.
Imagine that, Mr. Barker, sending Mortimer away today of all days.
Say, that's right. Today is payday. And Morty went away without leaving me my allowance. Boy, some people don't think about nobody but themselves.
I didn't mean that it was payday, Louie.
No? What do you mean, sis?
Never mind.
Aggie, I think you've been cooped up too much. What do you say we paint the town tonight? The three cushion clubs holding a dance tonight. A buck and a half a couple, including all you can eat. And, brother, can I work up an appetite just dancing the walls? Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed.
Don't, Louie, don't.
What's the matter? You can afford a buck and a half, can't you?
Oh, it's not that. It's that song. The anniversary song.
The Aggie, it's your anniversary.
That's right, Louie.
And Morty didn't remember, did he?
Well, he didn't say anything this morning, not a word.
And he didn't give you nothing, no present or nothing?
Not yet. Of course, it might come later today.
What a meatball that Morty is.
Don't say that, Louie. He's never forgotten before.
Boy, if I was married to a woman who forgot to give me a present on our anniversary, I'd divorce her like that. If I get enough alimony.
Oh, Louie, please stop. You're making me cry.
Well, all I can say is that...
Oh, Louie, there's the doorbell. I can't see anyone looking like this. You answer it, will you, Louie?
Yes.
I'll go upstairs and put on another thing.
Okay, Aggie. Well, Mr. Barker.
Mr. Meek, may I come in?
Sure, but Morty ain't home, Mr. Barker.
I know. I send her north here on business. I came to see you.
Well, if it's a job, Mr. Barker, I ain't been feeling so good lately. My
bad. It's not a job, Louie. It's a favor.
What's the matter with your voice? You got a cold?
No, I'm whispering because this is a highly confidential matter.
Oh, well, speak up, Barky, old boy. There's nobody around.
Good. Listen, Leach, I haven't been home for a week.
No kidding. You lost?
No. Birdie, Mrs. Barker won't let me in. You see, last Tuesday was her birthday, and I bought her a diamond brooch with a platinum setting, and she threw me out.
What'd she expect, radium?
That's the whole point. She had some phony art connoisseur at the house who examined the brooch and told her the diamonds were glass.
No kidding. And what were they, Mr. Barker?
Glass.
Oh.
But Bertie wouldn't have known the difference except for this idiot Count Hausenhoff, the charlatan, the fraud. He's ruined my digestion and wrecked my marriage. And I have to pack things up. I can't let anything ruin my digestion.
Mr. Barker, you're a man after my own heart.
All right, now. See this package, Leach?
Yeah.
This is a peace offering.
Yeah?
It's a necklace. The real thing. Set me back 500 pesos.
Wow.
I want you to deliver it to her at noon. 12 o'clock noon.
Me?
You, personally. You're a good-natured oaf, and you hand her a laugh. Put her in the mood for my triumphant return.
Gee, an oaf. Me.
Now, listen carefully. I'm coming home for lunch today, and I'd like this gift to arrive just before I do. You get me, Leach? 12 o'clock noon. That's just 2 hours from now.
You bet. Now, just give me time to get down to Three Cushion Club to reserve a couple of tickets for a dance tonight and shoot a game or two.
Leach, you're not going to take my necklace down to that foul-smelling place with you.
No, I'll just leave it here on the hall table. There we are. It's safe there. Nobody will touch it.
It better be, Leach. And remember, I'm depending on you. Depending on you as I never depended on anyone. Signed, trustingly yours, Walter J. Barker. P.S. There will naturally be a small reward for your pain. A reward of, say, $5.
Now you're talking.
If all goes well. Goodbye, Leach.
Wait a minute, Mr. Barker. I'll walk down the corner with you.
Louie, who was that at the door? Was it a delivery man from the florist? Mortimer might have ordered them yesterday. But what's this on the whole table? Oh, Mortimer did it this way to tease me. The darling. And I think I know what it is, too. A jewelry. A string of pearls. Mortimer, me. You great, big, marvelous, wonderful little man.
I'll bet you've known folks who are jacks of all trades. You know, fellows who can paint the house, repair the vacuum cleaner, build cabinets for the kitchen. Women who can redo old furniture, sew, and put cookbook recipes to shame. Yes, folks like these are amazing and admirable people. But they don't have a thing on All Sweet Margarine. All Sweet is what is known as a jack of all cookery. Its golden goodness really does things for any kind of bread, toast, or rolls. Not only does that delicate, natural flavor lend added taste appeal, but All Sweet spread generously from crust to crust actually doubles the food energy of a slice of bread. Then, too, All Sweet is rich and delicious melted over piping hot vegetables. And wait till you see how smoothly, how easily All Sweet creams. How readily All Sweet turns your sauces into the best you've ever tasted. How wonderfully chicken browns in All Sweet, with no splatter or sputter. Yes, ma'am, day in, day out, you'll find endless uses for All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Peggy, Peggy, darling, are you up?
What are you doing in your bathing suit?
Well, Jill and I are going to have a morning swim at the lake before breakfast.
Uh-huh.
It's very ultra, you know. Why, Mother, look at your face.
Why, don't be silly, dear. How can I?
I mean, it's positively beaming. Oh, Mother, it's beautiful.
My face?
No, the necklace. Well, I mean, your face is beautiful, too, but the necklace is so beautiful, it makes your face more beautiful. Mother, where did you get it?
I was born with it.
Oh, your necklace. Where'd you get it?
From your father. A special gift for a special day.
Oh, of course. Your anniversary. Oh, Mother, congratulations.
Oh, please, you'll break my ribs. And I don't look well in the cab.
Where's Daddy? I want to give him a bear hug, too.
Oh, you can't, darling. Mr. Barker called early this morning and sent him out of town. He won't be back till tomorrow.
Oh, Mother, what a lovely necklace.
Oh, there's not another one like it in the world.
Of course there isn't. And it's just like mine.
It's what?
It's just a dead ringer for mine. Harold gave me some costume jewelry, too, yesterday.
But, Peggy, you didn't tell me.
I was going to surprise you with it when I came downstairs this morning. Here it is, Mother. Isn't it gorgeous? It must have cost him at least $3 or $4.
Yes, it's lovely, dear. But, Peggy, why are you putting it on now?
Oh, I just kind of wanted everyone at the lake to see it. After all, Harold will be there. And in case we should bump into a little cat named Caroline Burr, I'd like her to see how hopeless her crush on Harold really is.
But, Peggy, a necklace with a bathing suit? Isn't that a little obvious?
One can't be too obvious for Caroline Burr.
Oh.
Now, where's my beach robe? Oh, here it is. We'll see you later, Mother. Jill's waiting for me to pick her up.
Well, have a good time, dear.
Thanks, Mother. And congratulations again. And many happy returns of the day.
Peggy?
Yes, Mother?
Just the mother's advice to a daughter, dear. A necklace and a bathing suit are not in the best of taste.
Oh. All right, Mother. I'll leave it here. Well, maybe Mother's right. Maybe it is a little bit obvious. Well, I'll just leave the necklace here on the hall table till I get back. After all, I do have Harold's class pin on my bathing suit and his football letter on the back of my robe. Oh, hello, Uncle Louie.
Hello, Hans.
I didn't know you were up.
I've been up since the crack of dawn and turned in a good day's work.
Uncle Louie, you're joking.
Niecy, it's the truth and nothing but the truth.
This I want to hear about when I come back from swimming. See you later.
Okay, Peggy. Yes, sir, a good day's work. Now, let me see. Where'd I leave that necklace? Oh, yeah, here on the hall table. Well, for the... Who took the necklace out of the box? Now, isn't that just like a woman? Curiosity may have killed a cat, but gals grow fat on it. And that's the way I like gals, good and fat. Now, let's see. I'll just put it back in this beautiful velvet box and wrap it up with my own itty-bitty, pudgy-wudgy fingers. Nobody will ever know the difference. Cupid, old boy, turn in your bow and arrow. Today's your day off. Let's see now. $5 will buy 20 hamburger sandwiches. Or maybe I could make a deal with Gus to buy him wholesale. That might round it up to 30 or 40. Ah, that 12 o'clock noon whistle. I'm just in time. 40 hamburgers. Oh, brother, that's really food for thought. Now, let's see. Which house is Mr. Barker? Sounds like a flat tire.
Leach, it's me, Barker.
I was right. Where are you, Mr. Barker?
Here in the peculiar patch, you blockhead. Where have you been? You're 15 seconds late. Never mind that. Have you got the necklace?
Sure, here it is. See?
Good, good. Now get in that house of mine. Get in there and be charming, you dope.
Okay, okay. Keep your blood pressure down and your hopes up.
And remember, Lee, I place my life in your hands.
Don't worry. I won't drop it. Be charming now, Louis. You charming fellow. 40 hamburgers are at stake. Say, maybe that'll be better. Hello, Mrs. Barker.
If it isn't the idle man who's a rumor at the meet.
I'm not an idle rumor, Mrs. Barker. I'm the real thing.
Well, aren't you the funny man? Come right in.
Yeah. I get off some pretty good ones, don't I?
Mr.
Leach. Louis Leach.
Mr. Leach, I'd like you to meet a very good friend of mine, Count Hansenhoff. Count, this is the funny man who takes room and board at the meet.
Plenty of room, Count, but never board.
Isn't he amusing, Count?
This is the kind of elephantine humor which leaves me completely frigid.
Thanks a lot, Count.
Mr. Leach, Count Hausenhoff has done me the honor to inspect and appraise all my house furnishings before I put them up for sale.
For sale?
Yes. This is the end. I'm breaking up housekeeping.
My sweet and charming lady, in my personal opinion, you should have broken it up long ago, over his head.
Oh, Scout, you're so witty. Well, Miss Lee, what brings you here?
40 hamburgers.
What are you going on?
Holy smoke, I almost forgot. I got a present for you from your husband.
What?
Yes, indeed, a beautiful necklace.
Another piece of imitation jewelry, I suppose.
Yes. He's done that to me again, Mr. Lee.
Oh, no, not this time, Mrs. Barker. This is the real thing.
I was never so embarrassed and humiliated in all my life.
In my personal opinion, you have the perfect right to be.
Now, this time, I tell you, this is a genuine article. Real pearl. It's hidden back a good 500 fish.
500 fish?
Really, Mr. Lee? Are you telling the truth?
I've seen it myself.
In my personal opinion.
Count Hausenhoff. Now, let's be fair. After all, that Scrooge-like face pops out in water only occasionally. Maybe he's repenting. Let's give him a chance.
Very well. I'm always interested in seeing miracles.
Here, give the poor guy a chance. He's getting all scratched up in your petunia pad.
What? You mean he's waiting outside?
That's right. And he ain't had a square meal for a week.
Oh, poor Walter.
Yeah.
Give me the present, Mr. Lee, and send him in.
Here you are. And you won't be sorry, Mrs. Parker. He's a great guy. Oh, I'm just a little onion in a petunia patch. Petunia. Hey, Barky, you can quit playing your gopher now and come on out.
Yes, Leach. What happened? Tell me, what happened?
What do you think? I just did a terrific selling job.
You mean everything all right?
You ain't got a worry in the world. She wants you to come back.
You mean she's forgiven you?
I'm telling you, I melted a heart of stone.
You must have. That's just the kind of heart Bertie's got. Thanks, Leach.
Oh, that's... Hey, there's just a little matter of $5, Mr. Barker.
I can't stop for that now, Leach. This is a psychological moment. Don't you feel it?
Yeah, but I can feel it better with $5.
Wait here, I'll be out in a minute.
Okay, Barky, old boy. Oh, by the way, that Count Hausenhoff is in there again.
Oh, he is he?
I don't think he likes you.
Oh, he doesn't, eh?
That's just all I'd warn you.
Well, I'll take care of him, Leach. You just stay here and watch him when he comes down the stairs.
Okay, Barky. I won't budge from this spot. I always did like football.
Hello, Bertie.
Oh, I'm just a little onion in a petunia patch. Just as happy, happy as can be.
Don't come back. Oh. Come to the other house again.
Mr. Barker, are you all right? You all right? Say something, will you, Mr. Barker?
Leach, you brainless lout.
What's the matter? What did I do?
You Benedict Arnold. You Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr? Who's he?
You cheap potty pilferer, you. You crook. You thief.
Say, are you calling me names?
They haven't invented the name that fits you, you home wrecker, you king-sized quizzling.
Now, listen, Mr. Barker, let's leave out the personalities. All I want is my $5 for the favor I did.
Leach, give me my necklace.
You've got it in your hand.
I mean the other necklace, the real necklace.
I ain't got no other necklace.
Then get it. Speak, I'll give you an hour. 1 hour to get back the genuine necklace for which you substituted these pearls of fate.
I what?
If you don't get me my real pearls, you'll spend the rest of your life in Alcatraz in hard labor.
Hard labor?
Yes. You can either spend your life in hard labor or drown yourself in the nearest lake. Take your choice.
When I get through with these dishes, I'm going to make Mortimer the best apple pie he's ever tasted. Oh, dear, I shouldn't have put this necklace on. If it ever falls into the sink, it'll break in a thousand pieces. Let's see where I put it. Oh, I know. I'll put it in that beautiful velvet case it came in. Let's see, where did I leave it? Oh, yes, on the hall table. Well, that's funny. Case is gone. Now, who could have taken it? Louis, I suppose, to keep his coin collection in or something. I don't want to get it mixed up with Peggy's necklace. But I don't see hers anywhere. She must have taken it swimming with her after all. Well, mine will be safe here anyway. Oh, Mortimer, you'll never know what happiness you brought to this house. You'll never know.
Well, if it's hard labor of the lake, here's the lake. Boom. That water looks cold. It's getting wet. I think I'll just sit down here on these rocks and try to figure this thing out. Well, what's he talking about? Pearls of paste. Oh, that wife of his, that Bertie, she must be off her trolley. I don't understand women.
Neither do I, Uncle Louie.
Harold, what are you doing out here at the lake?
Eating my heart out.
Well, at least you're eating. I'm faced with starvation and hard labor.
I might as well be after what Peggy said to me.
Peggy?
We had a swimming date this morning, and when she and Jill got here, who did she see standing next to me but Caroline Burr?
Who?
Caroline Burr.
Say, is her father's name Aaron?
I don't know.
Well, I've heard of him. Old man Barker thinks I look like him.
And I never even invited that Caroline. I wasn't even talking to her. Peggy started to call me every name in the book.
Mr. Barker's the guy who wrote that book.
And she said she was going to give me back my necklace and I could hang myself with it.
Give you back your what?
My necklace, the one I bought for her yesterday. And I paid five fish for it.
Five fish?
And the man at the novelty store said it was a genuine simulated imitation pearl necklace. An exact imitation of the real pearls they're selling at the jeweler's next door.
Harold, say that again.
Peggy said she was going home to get my necklace off the hall table where she left
it. Hold it.
Said,
I got it.
Got what?
The pearls. That's what happened. Holy smoke, I gotta look for Peggy.
You don't have to look for Peggy. Here she comes.
Oh, Peggy.
And what? I never want to see you again.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, not you, Uncle Louie. That two-time heartbreaker hiding in back of you. Come on out from behind Uncle Louie, you coward, so I can see you.
Peggy, let me explain.
Peggy, stop waving that necklace around.
Get out of the way, Uncle Louie. You'll get hit in the face with these pearls.
Don't come out, Harold. Stay where you are.
Come on out, you bogus bogart. I want to give you back your treasure of the Sierra Madre. Come on out. I know you're there. Can't you look me in the face?
Sure I can look you in the face. There, how's this?
Just fine. This is what is called casting pearls before swine. You swine!
Oh, get the pearl necklace, Harold. Don't stop catching it. Peggy, you threw it in the lake.
Oh, no.
And that's just where it belongs. And you can jump in with it.
Peggy.
Don't you come near me, Harold Harbinger. I never want to see you again as long as I live.
Peggy, wait for me.
What for?
You've got to go home with me and help me find my swimming trunks. I've got to do some deep sea diving.
As dependable as the Rock of Gibraltar. How often you've heard that fine compliment handed out. And one thing for sure, anybody or anything that's as steadfast as all that is mighty popular with most folks. Yes, just look at the tremendous popularity all sweet margarine has gained in American households. Yes, folks have learned that whether the temperature is soaring or falling, whether friend sunshine is beaming or it's pouring hounds and pussycats, whether they're in Kokomo or Azusa, the delicate, natural flavor of all sweet is always as constant as the moon. You see, Swift and Company is sitting at the controls every time a pound of gloriously good all-sweet is produced. So the freshly cultured pasteurized skim milk and the rich, wholesome vegetable oils that go into all-sweet are carefully regulated according to the high Swift standard of quality. And remember, nutrition is Swift business. So every pound of creamy, smooth all-sweet is fortified with at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. Yes, for an economical, nutritious, wonderfully delicious table spread and cooking aid, buy All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Where are you, Uncle Louie? Oh, there you are. Did you find it?
No luck. And I've been at it an hour.
Well, keep at it, Uncle Louie. Oh, I wish Harold had been here when we got back. He's a good underwater swimmer.
For this job, we should have a trained seal.
Here's Mr. Barker. Go under again, Uncle Louie.
Goodbye. Submerging.
I saw you, Leach. I knew I'd find you here, you weasel. So you chose the lake as the easiest way out.
He can't hear you, Mr. Barker. He's underwater looking for your necklace.
My necklace?
That's right. He got it mixed up with the necklace of mine that Harold Harbinger gave me.
What?
It wasn't Uncle Louie's fault, Mr. Barker.
Well, what's he drowning himself for? Why doesn't he look for it?
He is looking for it. I got mad at Harold and threw his necklace in the lake. I mean your necklace. The one I thought was his.
Great Scott. How can he stay under so long, the blubbering whale? Doesn't he ever come up to breathe or spout or something?
Here he comes now.
Oh, Mr. Barker, I can explain everything.
I know the whole story, Leach. Save your breath and go back under the water. And don't come up till you find my necklace.
But he's got to breathe, Mr. Barker.
Why?
Well, I've never worked so hard in my life. I'd rather go to Alcatraz.
Go back under that water or I'll hit you with this baseball bat.
Yes, sir. Goodbye. Submerging again.
Then Peggy hasn't come in, Mrs. Meek?
Why, I haven't seen her since she left this morning for your swimming date, Harold. Of course, I've been in the kitchen baking the pie.
Mrs. Meek, I just dug this necklace of hers out of the lake.
Oh, you mean my little girl?
No, she got mad at me and threw my necklace in the lake.
Oh.
When she left, I dove in and found it.
Oh, Harold, I'm so sorry you quarreled.
It was all a misunderstanding.
Well, I'm sure it was. By the way, would you like to see the necklace Mortimer gave me today for my anniversary? It looks very much like that one of yours.
Yes, ma'am, I suppose so.
It's right here on the table. Why, it's gone. I left it right here on the hall table and it's gone. It's been stolen. Harold, I've got to find that necklace.
Mrs. Meek, I've got to find Peggy.
Oh, my goodness, I think I'd better call the police.
Yes, ma'am, you do that. And tell them to look for Peggy, too. Gosh, a woman can just wreck your whole life. Never give you a chance to explain anything.
Yackety, yackety, yackety.
An honest man can't get a word in edgewise. Well, she'll listen to me this time, even if I have to put a gag on her.
Hey, you! Where are you going with that necklace?
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Barker.
Isn't your name Harold Harbinger?
That's right, Mr. Barker. You haven't by any chance seen Peggy Meek, have you?
Yes, she's out of the lake looking for my necklace.
Your what?
Young man, where'd you get that necklace you got your hand?
I dug it out of the lake.
You what?
I dug it out of the lake after Peggy threw it in.
Aha, then that's it.
Aha, that's what?
That's my necklace. Give it to me.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid 5 cents for that.
I paid 500 cents for it. They're real pearls. Peggy's fat-headed uncle got yours mixed up with mine.
Then where's mine?
I don't. Why, I got yours in my pocket. Just where I put it when Bertie threw it at me.
What?
Never mind. Here, take it. Now run down to the lake and pull Louis Leach out of there before the Coast Guard sights him and torpedoes him into a submarine. I'll see you later, my boy. I've got a date with a no-account count.
Walter Barker, how could you possibly bring that cheap imitation necklace back again?
Bertie, cross my heart, they're real.
We see. Are they, Count Hausenhoff?
I am flabbergasted. They are genuine. They are perfectly genuine.
How could you have made such a mistake?
That's what I'm asking myself. It is the first time in my life I...
Bertie, you'll never know how I've suffered.
Oh, Walter, you poor boy.
Bertie and I stood out there looking into the lake. I thought...
Oh, Walter, you weren't going to throw yourself in.
Well...
Oh, you poor darling.
I am still asking myself, how could I have made such a mistake?
Did you get an answer yet?
Absolutely none. I do not know what to say.
I know what to say, Count. Goodbye.
Goodbye?
That's right. I can do without your services. And I'll show you to the door, you home wrecker.
No, Bertie. Let me show him to the door. He's one up on me in a stair-falling contest, and I'd like to even it up. Good night!
you, Peggy. I'm sure glad you understand.
I understand, Harold. And I'm so glad that Mr. Barker got his necklace back. Aren't you, Uncle Louie?
Don't talk to me. I'm waterlogged. Call the pool motor club.
We don't need him, Mr. Leach. We're at the house already, and I'll give you artificial respiration.
Oh, I think I'd rather sleep.
Well, the only thing is, poor Mother will be just heartbroken when she finds out Daddy forgot her anniversary.
Could you give her my necklace, Peggy?
Of course not, Silly. She already knows I have it. Wait a minute. There's a messenger coming up to the house.
Hey, here's a package from Mortimer Meek for Agatha Meek. Will you take it?
Oh, sure I will. Do you know what it is?
Sure, it's a string of imitation pearls. We've been going like hotcakes.
Hotcakes?
Oh, wonderful. Let me open the package. Well, I'll just give this to Mother and tell her I got them mixed up with mine and she'll never know the difference.
Gee, Peggy, that's great.
Oh, dear old Daddy, you're a lifesaver. You came through just in the nick of time. And everything that's happened is just water under the bridge.
Oh, don't mention water to me again. I'm never going near the stuff as long as I live.
Now, I think you'll agree that finishing touches dot the I's and cross the T's of any meal. Gay specks of paprika sprucing up the baked potatoes, with plenty of allsweet melting into them, of course. Little bouquets of parsley surrounding the roast or chop. Crunchy croutons floating on top of the soup. What a world of appeal these easy-to-fix extras add. Now, take those croutons. Here's all you do to prepare them. Brown cubes of bread in allsweet that's been spiced with poultry seasoning. It's so easy and convenient to brown anything in allsweet. There's never any sputtering, and the result is always an even golden brown. Honestly, any kind of soup really goes highbrow when these wonderful croutons are added. And why not? The delicate, natural flavor of allsweet and the zesty taste of poultry seasoning make a savory twosome, thoroughly absorbed in those crisp cubes of toast. Of course, allsweet goes hand in glove with good eating. However, whenever you use it, so for a table spread and cooking aid that's kind to the budget and long on goodness and nourishment, get allsweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
I just don't know what's the matter with Louie. Peggy, why don't you do him a favor and take him with you tomorrow when you go to the lake? Let him swim all day and relax.
Mother. I think Uncle Louie is allergic to water, particularly lake water.
Well, this has been a wonderful day for me. Of course, it'd be more complete if Mortimer could have finished his work out of town and in time to celebrate the evening with us.
Well, Mother, you...
Well, now, who could that be?
Why, Mortimer!
Yes!
Mortimer, me! And with an armful of flowers.
Oh, Mortimer, you darling. This has been the happiest day of my life.
Meet the Meek stars Boris Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed and produced by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.